What does your heart say? Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and coming to you since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast where we'll read through the entire Bible in a year. Today is Gospel Saturday. We'll read Mark 7 and 8. I'm calling the episode, Bad Advice. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to bless this time around your word as we read today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's begin. Mark chapter 7. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eating bread with defiled, that is, unwashed, hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews don't eat unless they wash their hands and forearms, holding to the tradition of the elders. They don't eat when they come from the marketplace unless they bathe themselves, and there are many other things which they have received to hold to, washing of cups, pitchers, bronze vessels, and couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with unwashed hands?" He answered them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For you set aside the commandment of God and hold tightly to the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and you do many other such things.'" He said to them, "Full well do you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and, 'He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is korban,' that is to say, given to God, then you no longer allow him to do anything for his father or his mother, making void the word of God by your tradition, which you have handed down. You do so many things like this." He called all the multitude to himself and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside of the man that, going into him, can defile him, but the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had entered into a house away from the multitude, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Are you thus without understanding also? Don't you perceive that whatever goes into the man from outside can't defile him, because it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, then into the latrine, thus purifying all foods?" He said, "That which proceeds out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the hearts of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, sexual sins, murders, thefts, covetings, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." From there he arose and went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. He entered into a house and didn't want anyone to know it, but he couldn't escape notice. For a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him, came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. She begged him that he would cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." He said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." She went away to her house and found the child having been laid on the bed with the demon gone out. Again he departed from the borders of Tyre and Sidon and came to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the region of Decapolis. They brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. They begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside from the multitude, privately, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was released, and he spoke clearly. He commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, so much the more widely they proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf hear and the mute speak. Mark chapter 8. In those days many people were gathered together. They had nothing to eat. Jesus called his followers to him and said, I pity these people because they have been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home without food, they may be too weak as they go. Many of them have come a long way. His followers said to him, Where can anyone get enough bread for them here in this desert? He asked them, How many loaves of bread do you have? They said, 7. Then he told the people to sit down on the ground. Jesus took the 7 loaves of bread and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to his followers to give to the people. The followers gave the bread to them. They had a few small fish also. He gave thanks to God and told the followers to give the fish to them. They all ate and were filled. They picked up 7 baskets full of pieces of bread and fish after the people were finished eating. About 4,000 ate. Then Jesus sent the people away. At once, Jesus got in a boat with his followers and came to the country of Dalmanutha. The proud religious law keepers came and began to ask him for something special to see from heaven. They wanted to trap Jesus. He breathed deep within and said, Why do the people of this day look for something special to see? For sure, I tell you, the people of this day will have nothing special to see from heaven. Then he left them. He got in the boat and went to the other side of the sea. The followers had forgotten to take bread. Only 1 loaf was in the boat. He said to them, Look out, have nothing to do with the yeast of the proud religious law keepers and of Herod. They talked about it among themselves. They said, He said this because we forgot to bring bread. Jesus knew what they were thinking. He said to them, Why are you talking among yourselves about forgetting to bring bread? Do you not understand? Is it not plain to you? Are your hearts still hard? You have eyes, do you not see? You have ears, do you not hear? Do you not remember? When I divided the 5 loaves of bread among the 5,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? They said, 12. When I divided the 7 loaves of bread among the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? They said, 7. Then he asked, Why do you not understand yet? Then they came to the town of Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to Jesus. They asked if he would touch him. He took the blind man by the hand out of town. Then he spit on the eyes of the blind man and put his hands on him. He asked, Do you see anything? The blind man looked up and said, I see some men. They look like trees walking. Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes again and told him to look up. Then he was healed and saw everything well. Jesus sent him to his home and said, Do not go into the town or tell it to anyone there. Jesus and his followers went from there to the towns of Caesarea Philippi. As they went, he asked his followers, Who do people say that I am? They answered, Some say John the Baptist, and some say Elijah, and others say one of the early preachers. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Peter said, You are the Christ. He told them with strong words that they should tell no one about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. He told them that the leaders and the religious leaders of the Jews and the teachers of the law would have nothing to do with him. He told them that he would be killed and 3 days later he would be raised from the dead. He had said this in plain words. Peter took him away from the others and began to speak sharp words to him. Jesus turned around. He looked at his followers and spoke sharp words to Peter. He said, Get behind me, Satan. Your thoughts are not the thoughts from God, but from men. Jesus called the people and his followers to him. He said to them, If anyone wants to be my follower, he must give up himself and his own desires. He must take up his cross and follow me. If anyone wants to keep his own life safe, he will lose it. If anyone gives up his life because of me and because of the good news, he will save it. For what does a man have if he gets all the world and loses his own soul? What can a man give to buy back his soul? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words among the sinful people of this day, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the shining greatness of his Father and his holy angels. Have you ever heard the advice, follow your heart? Or when pondering a difficult decision, have you been asked, What does your heart say? Yeah, you probably have. How do you think that goes along with Scripture? Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And what did Jesus say about the heart? Well, today in Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23, Jesus talked about what it is that defiles a person. Jesus was speaking to the crowd here, and what he said here was new information. He said, "There's nothing outside the man which can defile him if it goes into him, but the things which proceed out of the man are what defile the man." You see, most of the people in the crowd were Jews, and you can be sure that some who were listening were Jewish leaders, well-versed in the law. And from a very young age, these people were taught that there were certain things that would defile them if touched. Among them, a dead body, certain skin diseases, bodily fluids, unclean foods. And in this instance, Jesus is talking about eating foods that some would consider unclean. And he says that what you eat does not make you unclean or defiled. He says that what comes out of a person is what defiles him. Later, when Jesus and the disciples were away from the crowd, they asked him to explain. He said that food doesn't go into the heart, but into the stomach, and then is eliminated. It's what comes out of the heart that makes a person defiled, because that's where evil thoughts, murder, sensuality, envy, pride, and all sorts of evil things come from. That's why Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." The thoughts and ideas we entertain can either help us conform to Jesus or to the world. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." What are your thoughts centered on? What comes from your heart? Let me know. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. You can also comment at comment.lifespringmedia.com or fire off an email to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow is Epistle Sunday, and we'll read 1 Corinthians 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 13 is called the Love Chapter. Be here tomorrow to find out why. Anonymous came in with their weekly $22.22 Roa Ducks donation, as did Michael Hainer with his weekly $7.77 Striper donation. Because of their weekly donations, they are today's associate producers. Thank you very much for that, and God bless you. And the lovely Lady Leanne is back with another comment.
Hello, my love and our LifeSpring family. Just wanted to call and say what a refreshing thing it was to hear and to be reminded how God wants to know us more. And it always reminds me of the song by Glenn Frey, "Oh, I Want to Know You. Deep within my soul, I want to know you more, Lord." And that's my goal, and I pray that as we walk through the Bible and read together this year, that we'll all grow to know him more. Have a great day.
Yes, that is a great song. And of course, I'm sure you know, sweetheart, that you misspoke. It's not Glenn Frey that wrote that, but Steve Frey. Great song, though, for sure. Thank you for calling in. Tomorrow, beloved, is Sunday, so we'll be sharing praises and prayer requests. I'd like to include yours, so if there's something that you'd like to share with the LifeSpring family in the way of praising God for the work he's done in your life or a prayer request, be sure to go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill out that form there. And of course, if you like, you can remain anonymous. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Kirsty, Denise, Michael Hainer, and Scott Snyder. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thanks for inviting me into your day. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.